Big brother, it's big brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their brother. Run past the gravy, bro.
What's up, you clock blockers? How's Whoa. It going, gang? It's another episode of Past the Gravy, Bro. It's Alex, Emma, Allison, and Pat to recap tonight's veto episode. And, we're ready for a clock fight. You know what I'm saying? So those are all the clock puns that Turner.
You're nailing them.
Get it?
You did great.
Just circling it.
I was not originally expecting that, but then he did seven.
It was mega bussing. It was mega bussing when he did it.
Mega bussing.
It was ass. Did you say it's Vega bus? Because that's way above mega bus.
Yeah, Turner is the best at the puns this season, but it's not like he really has much competition. True. It's like Turner
Jasmine.
Or Monty.
Jasmine.
Jasmine did do puns though. She did.
She does colloquial
analogies, food similes.
She does colloquialisms.
Hotter than a rack of ribs in a stadium.
As pretty as. Cow pie in July.
So yeah, it actually
I was
similes.
Twisted up like a pretzel.
Yeah, they're similes.
Similes would be it. Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe well, similes. No, she does say they're comparison. Sometimes she says prettier than, which that's a comparison. Yeah, Venga bussin. I agree.
That's Venga bussin for me.
You mean I feel like
the song Venga bus.
No, Venga Boys was the ones who did it, but
that song.
It's I feel not. Like tonight's veto episode recap could be pretty quick because I feel like there's a lot of spoiler stuff that we're going to probably dive into that wasn't necessarily featured on the episode tonight. But pretty much like we could sum this up as Brittany's the target, finds out she's the target, wins the veto, and fucks up everybody else's plans.
We learned that nobody knows how much $75,000
Thank
is.
Thank you. That bothered oh my God. Me so much. I went off and chat about it.
Have they never heard of taxes and California taxes? Because they'll be lucky to walk away with half
of that money. You're gonna get $350,000 or $300,000.
No, they'll be lucky at $350,000. They're probably looking closer to $315,000. They're not even going to take home half. And they're like, I'm going to set up my mom. I'm going to start a new business. I'm going to buy 14 houses, 17 plots of land. And I'm like, where?
How that works.
Are you buying all these things in Thailand? Because in Thailand, you can spend $300,000 and buy half the country. In America,
Taylor just wanted her life back.
You can put a down payment on a house.
Their tax rate's less than ours, so...
Yeah, Mr.
Yes, because it's a game that's based out of California, they can tax you at every single level.
I don't know.
That's where I Googled.
It's an income tax. It's an income tax in California, and their income tax is higher. Our property taxes are higher.
And you don't get to Pasco.
But it's not an Olympic year. So
yeah, and you do not. You do not get the $200.
Straight to jail.
That's what I feel bad. Like I think a lot of contestants are. If I win this money, mom, I'm gonna pay off your house. And like, there's $400,000 left on the house, and then they get the money, and they only get $300,000. They have to be like, mom, never mind. You're on your own because I've got my own dreams that I want to chase.
Well, So their tax rate on that amount, like their tax bracket rate is. 12.3%. So, if they're single,
that means nothing.
Don't
to
know what that means, but it's okay, not an Olympic year, so you don't pay taxes on it.
Let's not get into tax. That's one tax rate. There's also many more.
You only pay taxes every fourth year, every Summer Olympics.
It's 12.3% is $92,250.
I would solve world hunger with my money if I won it.
I'd buy the moon.
I'd end homelessness.
I'd be selfish and take care of me.
I just like, even if they literally got the whole 750, That's not enough.
Not enough for what they were saying.
Buy a house.
No.
Start a coffee shop.
That one.
Buy a ring. Pay for a wedding.
Like, a little bit
literally every one of them was, who is it, Alyssa, that said, I'm going to retire my mom. And I go, on $750,000?
Yeah.
Where the fuck you retire? When Turner said he was going to do, I don't even remember what A was, but B was open a coffee shop. I'm like, dude, you don't understand property value at all. Like, even if you order like one of those small ones where it's like a 200 square foot, you know, those Dutch Brothers where it's literally just a shack that coffee sold out of.
I mean,
$750 is not enough.
I will say that he has a store already. So he probably does know some things about it.
He's going to add an espresso machine.
He could build an addition into his store. Make it a rug / coffee shop.
Larry's Lattes.
Shack. He wants a shack.
Shack.
The Love Shack, baby. Yeah.
I just like that Turner's or Taylor's was, I want to get my life back. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I guess, because she was being a burden.
So, like,
that's easy. Done.
So, you did pageant and then never got a job and just stayed with your parents. Cool.
I mean, she literally just got, like, her reign just ended. And she does have a job aside from that. But I just mean, like, buying a house, it depends on where you live, but $750 is not enough for a house in a lot of areas, especially if she wants to, like, live in L.A. That's really good.
That is really
rugs and grounds is what Todd Voss says on the YouTube or Facebook chat, which you can join us on right after each episode. We were a little late tonight. We finished past the gravy a little bit later than normal, so Big Brother kind of got pushed back a little bit, which is why
we haven't even eaten dinner.
We haven't. Ooh. I've been editing Photoshop and doing other shit and posted other stuff, so that's why we're running a little behind. That's on me. First time all season we've run late on past
some days are for better and some are for worse.
What if
we legally have to put up with both of them?
This is a long name for a store, but ain't nothing long with a little bit of rug and grind.
I think just clock fight. It's also a clock store.
I think it sounds stupid.
Turner's coffee shop.
Because you said long, not wrong.
Turner's
which
tea
was wrong.
Shop.
Carpet burn. That doesn't do anything about coffee. Never mind.
Carpet bean.
Coffee can be hot. Toe bean. Okay.
All right.
What are we doing today, guys? It's like you all have migraine. Like, I derail it. You guys are supposed to be on point.
You're derailing it, though. You are derailing it.
You guys have all done it, too. You guys started tax talk.
Tax expert. You're fucking H&R Block over here.
Yeah, you know about property taxes and whatever. I just know that tax takes some of it. And that even if it didn't, it's not enough to do what they said they want to do with.
I want to buy a space shuttle.
How are you an adult and don't have a concept of this? Like, yes, it is a lot of money. But relatively speaking, it's not.
$40 chameleon.
No, what did he call him?
That was my favorite one. That was my. He was like, I'm also going to spend $40, get a fucking pet. I was like, dude, respect.
I feel like chameleons cost more than $40. $40 sounds like a really cheap price for an exotic pet.
What if you just spent money on like how to catch one?
Chameleon's not that exotic of a pet.
Oh, yeah, it is. You have to find it and they blend in.
He didn't say a Komodo dragon. He said a fucking chameleon.
Yeah, they change colors, dude.
Yeah, brah. Is that place in Houston still open, the exotic pet store?
I've never been.
My brother used to go to one, and I think that's the same one you're talking about. He had a snake. He was a weirdo with a snake for a while.
Chameleons typically cost $30 to $100. Shut it.
That's pretty on the lower spectrum.
Yeah.
Well, he said he wanted it. He's good with his money. He's getting a 40 one. He's getting a cheap one. Maybe it's an old chameleon. Maybe it doesn't change color so well.
He's a gray chameleon. He's a rescue.
This is the worst episode we've done yet.
So let's get the veto episode. Played in the middle of the night, and they were awoken from their slumbers and told you have 2 minutes to get your asses to the backyard.
Are we certain that Monty had to go number two and that's why he didn't make it? Because that was my theory.
No. If the timer was correct, it was 15 seconds. He was saying he had to pee. Monty had no intention of playing in that.
No, I don't think that's true.
He didn't want blood on his hands. Why would he take his time pissing and washing his face?
He has a routine.
He's washing his hands, and I was like,
He's poor time management.
I'm woke to it. Monty had no intention of playing in that because if he won,
that's
he
not
would
true
have
at
to
all.
Make a choice
that's
to
not
keep
true
going.
At all. He just didn't.
It's
he
so
didn't think
easy
he was going
to
time him out
for so long.
So you think he just chose to take his sweet fucking time and not play?
Absolutely. I mean,
have you seen them when they get up? When they try
it's
and wake
like
them up.
It's not like he was far behind.
He got up fast enough, but then took his sweet ass time going through his routine.
He didn't think that it was gonna time him out for real. He thought that they were just doing that.
Yeah,
but
to get
then
them
he gets
outside.
Out there slightly later. I mean, then he also had a further
dumbest motherfucker.
He did. I thought about that. He did have to walk further than everybody else. But like
but he got a slow start and he was on his own fault.
But he knew. But he knew he had farther to go than everyone, right? And he still took his sweet fucking time.
No,
did Taylor?
I think he has poor time management.
Yes, because she's a woman.
Okay, so
she had to go three steps more than three quarter steps more
for every 100 steps that the men took. She only made 73.
So he's a fucking idiot. That's what you guys are saying. Then he's an absolute moron.
I think
no. Like that's how Big Brother is. Like when they
seconds.
No, I think
it's
he's
not
just
like
slow.
He's slow.
I think he had to go to the bathroom. I think he had more time than he did.
He didn't really
think
that they would time him out.
He didn't know what to wear. Yeah. And I think he was just like, it'll be fine.
If there's five people left and they wake you up in the middle of the night and say, you have 120 seconds to get outside. And he goes, I don't think that's true. I think they'll give me more time. You're a fucking idiot then.
Yeah.
Pat, when they try and wake them up absolutely. Every single day, they don't get up. And they say, house guests, please wake up. House
but
guests.
Every day, every day, do they say, you've got 120 seconds to get outside and play in this veto competition or you will not get to play?
They don't say
that every day.
You will not get to play. They said you have 2 minutes to get outside for the veto competition. Yeah. They didn't say, or you're disqualified.
Bad gameplay.
Kind of a, I mean, he.
I think he's just.
He was asleep.
I think
he woke up
bad.
From his slumber.
He's just bad at it.
You know, like.
Yeah, I think he just moved slower. He could have left his glasses on, and he like if he.
What if he just went like naked? If he just went outside naked, would they have been like, "Yeah, you can play like that"? Or would they be like, "Go back inside"?
That was my thing. Is I was like. Nobody sleeps in their underwear?
If I am on the block and that's what happens, you bet your sweet ass. If I am naked, I am running out there.
Balls.
Like, what do I wear?
Balls.
I brought my bag. I've got options.
Can I put my contacts in out here?
I'll run outside with boxers covering my junk that aren't on my body. Just be like, I'm here in time, right?
They
really do never give them a time limit, says Narissa. Narissa also says she needs a Pass the Gravy shirt. We have Pass the Gravy Bro shirts. You can get Pass the Gravy Bro shirts at passthegravymerch.com. We have Pass the Gravy Bro shirts and then also Pass the Gravy Podcast shirts as well. So go check that out, passthegravymerch.com. But yeah, like the...
We have one.
It
just
says
one.
PT.
Only one ever.
It's like those OMFG and CBGB, whatever it is.
Yeah. It just made me laugh really hard. It's a real special edition.
Yeah.
We made one ever.
One great one.
We couldn't really decide the abbreviation for it. We were like, are we going to be PTGB or are we going to be PTG Bro? And then we just made that shirt. Like, we got both of them now, even though now we go with PTG Bro. Mostly, but the veto competition I thought was it was a pretty standard veto competition, a puzzle one. You had to build the gears and turn the cuckoo clock into there, which was perfect that they were woken up for it.
Yeah, I don't
Turner,
know how Alyssa was so dumb.
It's Alyssa,
like she just scatters the big ones.
I feel like I feel like they gave her a bad edit. She was probably
not a puzzle
guy. And then she was going to try and find the small ones to fit it in, but then they edited it to look like, none of hers touch.
Yeah.
They probably just gave her the bad edit.
That's a terrible strategy.
Well, yeah. It's Alyssa.
Yeah, it is.
Strategy has never been her strong game.
No.
Like, honestly, what they should have done is they got 27 cogs, right? 27 gears. You pair them up by sizes and you split them. So you can start from this side and make it about halfway, and then you can head towards that.
It's a fun strategy to have when you've had time to think about it, not when you were woken up at 3 a.m. and said, build a fucking cog puzzle.
Hey, two people.
But Monty was just fucking around.
Yeah.
You can be too tired to do the comp, but you can't be too tired to make it there. Pat has boundaries.
No! No, like, no, that's completely my point. I mean, just because he's too tired, like, I'm sorry. If they say wake up and get out there, you wake up and get the fuck out there.
Yeah, if they say win this veto, you get out there and you win the fucking veto, except when they're sleepy.
I'm just saying, when they're sleepy, if they say put 27 cogs together and make it to the end, if you're tired, that makes fucking sense. But if they say get the fuck out there, I'm sorry, I'm tired is not an excuse to not make it out inside outside in time to play in the final five veto.
Bean, he might be extra mad because I pranked him. I punked him.
Oh, he got pranked.
He got so pranked.
Oh, yeah.
So
pranked?
Yeah, these assholes. I was like, so are we starting this today? I was like, are we starting this today? And all of them were texting me like, dude, we're already doing it. And I was like, well, I never got the fucking
win on you, fuckface.
Did y'all text that too? I didn't.
Alex did. Well, Emma didn't. Emma's a saint. No. Emma's the best.
I was
going
to text back, but I was like trying to.
No, he didn't. It's literally just me.
Alex said something to me too.
It's confusing because you're both AM.
Oh. Yeah, see, it's just me.
Yeah, get better initials, you morons.
Todd Voss says in the chat, did they say all the cogs had to be in a line or just that they had to all be connected? Because I'd have done the straight line and just connected the rest independently. I think they all had to be connected.
Well, they have to be connected, but did they all have to serve a purpose? Like, if you had a cog and your thing was going this way, did you just have one hanging off?
I'm sure they clarified it to them.
They all had to move. I think they all had to
just move. They don't have to be an integral part of the system. They just have to be moving.
I believe so.
Then, yeah, straight line and just stick them off to the side.
Well,
straight
line. Yeah.
But here's the thing. All of them, even if you make a straight line, because the bigger ones spin faster, the edges won't line up in the cog. You have to make it to where the cog edges line up into it. Because if you just put it on the side, a smaller one is going to spin faster than a big one, and then the edges will eventually hit, and it won't roll smoothly into it.
Yeah, that was one of those comps I wouldn't have won. So
yeah, no fucking
tricky either way. Right. Like, those strategies would have worked.
That's one of those comps where I would have just started throwing cogs across the room because I would have gotten angry.
I would. That'd be about 70% of the. I would have puzzles.
I would have gone King Kong on that and just started fucking breaking.
Throw him out of the yard. I'm just like, fuck this game.
Would have cogged out.
I was driving while I was listening to it, and so I didn't really get to like watch. Were they wearing gloves for like safety, or was it just for like?
Was everybody wearing them or just Turner?
No, Taylor had them.
Oh, I only saw
T-Dog had
him.
I just remember seeing Turner's gigantic gloves and going, why the fuck is he wearing gloves? I guess they're really worried about pinching fingers.
Do clock repairmen,
they look
repair
like
people, wear gloves?
Black vinyl gloves. Do they?
Part of the uniform?
I heard that they were isotoners.
Isn't there a fun word for a clock worker?
I called them a clocketeer, which is not right.
Clocketeer.
Everyone was wearing them, says Narissa Garcia Lopez in the chat.
I need more background.
I feel like I don't know. And then what was like the material? This is the other thing that I couldn't tell because they were like pinning it into that white part. Was the white part like a pegboard or
it was pegboard?
Like, okay.
Yeah, and I think they had a screw.
So they could only put them like in certain places like that.
Yeah, a washer thing. Not a washer, but it's something to help attach. So it took some time to attach.
Yeah, it looked very frustrating. But Brittany kind of had it figured out. Turner almost had it figured out. Brittany ends up coming away with it, which for just about everybody else in the house was the worst case scenario.
I mean, she really did. She got those 9 seconds back from the HOH comp.
She did. She sure did.
Yeah. Just snuck that win.
It was her fourth veto win of the season. I mean,
her first
really,
on her own.
Yeah. Like, credit to Michael for the other three, but still, she has won 4 according to the stats. And then I also looked like, that's a spoiler. Never mind. I was about to say a spoiler, but.
Since she yelled out, this is for you, Michael, is this one also attributed to him then? And none of them are her?
I think, yeah, you have to give him an assist on that because she did it for him.
I laughed really hard at Turner's face when she said that. But also, he's not wrong. That is odd. That man left the house after destroying you and
just
making you cry.
Crush you.
I wonder what Britney's husband's like.
He's a sad, broken man.
Oh, I bet he's really nice.
I bet he's just really in charge, and she's
probably extremely
just
patient.
You hate me, I think, but I'm going to pretend you don't.
Extremely patient, and he probably does a lot.
He's a sad, broken man because he's been hypnotized 18,000 times.
Do you want to go get me coffee? I think you do.
I like that. That is what's on the screen. It says hashtag sad broken man while Pat's so close to the camera.
Sad broken man.
It just really felt like a label.
Sounds like a country song.
Oh,
I'm a sad broken man.
So then Brittany goes to Monty and basically threatens him. Basically threatens him.
Is that to,
like
she's
going
for a therapy
session?
Well,
I mean, I want
Come
Monty.
On, Monty.
Shame. I want
do
Monty
it.
To
do it, Monty.
Put Turner up. And if Monty doesn't put Turner up, then, you know, I'm going to go after him. And Monty's like,
if Monty doesn't put Turner up.
He wanted to say, this bitch, I feel like. But he was like, this Brittany. And it was like, bitch.
This
Brittany.
This bitch.
Another pun. Another rich pun.
But so then Monty's like, fuck you, Brittany. I'm still going to do whatever I want to do anyways. And
conversation was really intense and lasted. I think they had it on Sunday. And that conversation lasted the entire length of the episode. Like, they were still having the conversation when we were doing the podcast. And it started before the episode aired on Sunday.
It was by far my favorite part of the episode, of her just going, I can't trust that you and Turner aren't playing together. And Monty cuts to Monty. He's like, yeah, duh. Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, right. Her points are valid. You just can't share information in a way that's going to garner favor for herself.
She's just so unbearable.
She's kind of
it's just like approaching that with like, well, if you don't put him up, then guess who's my target next week? Like, nobody wants to deal with that. It's the same thing with Turner going like, oh, you put me in jury, I'm going to poison them against you. That doesn't make me want you in the house.
Like, wouldn't her target be him anyway?
Monty, right? Yeah. But she's just telling him that to try and make it seem like she won't target him if she does. Like, she's going to turn around and target. Yeah, you don't have that many targets.
Also,
and if you are in power next week, it's not going to matter because it's the
only
veto
one
that wins
competition it all. Matters next week.
Which still would give you power, I guess. But like, if you're HOH, you really don't have a say in everything.
No, you're just safe. But like, I also very much dislike the fact that Monty said he wants to keep Turner as a shield. Dude, you're guaranteed Final Four. There are no more shields.
Yeah, you got to win it, basically.
If you're keeping a shield, you're choosing to lose.
Now, remind me, was Monty one of the ones? He was a recruit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't know that as well then.
Well, like, I feel like so many of them were recruits this season because they're like, this season is one of the most ones, but they're all kind of dumbasses at the game that don't know how to play the game. So like that is the positive of having recruits, where like they don't really know what they're doing, so they're sort of trying to figure it out as they're playing, and they're not like relying on old seasons where it's like, well, Derek did this. Dan did this. Like, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to pull a dad's funeral.
Brittany's the only one left that's not a recruit, right? Everybody, Brittany's the only one that's not a recruit, right?
Yeah. Turner's not.
Turner might not be.
Oh, yeah.
And Alyssa wasn't. She applied. She said she's a super fan.
Todd.
Okay.
Quickly describe a recruit to those that may not know Allison.
Found on Tinder and or Bumble by Allison Grodner. I don't actually know if she's still doing.
They didn't apply on their own.
Yeah.
They didn't apply on their own because they're a fan of the show. Somebody reached out to them and was like, hey, we would like you to be on television.
Well,
they thought they were hot on social media.
Also, I don't care if Alyssa applied. She's a fucking recruit because she has no idea what's going on in the game at any time.
Just because you apply doesn't mean you're good at the game.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Daniel applied for 10 years.
I think if you're not like a fan / super fan, I count you as a fucking recruit. You can apply, but if you don't know game, you're like, I could apply. I could apply, but I would still count myself as a recruit because I watch the show and I don't
know. But you're not being recruited. If you apply, you are literally not being recruited. You cannot be considered a recruit because you have not been recruited.
You're wrong, though.
You are volunteering. That's the essence of the word.
In my head, it's fans versus recruits. That's where it breaks in my head. And it's just titles. Doesn't necessarily mean anything.
I think there's a difference between like a regular player and like a super fan.
I don't have room in my head for three categories. It's recruit or fan.
That's a world in there.
I remember.
Yeah, I only have so much space.
Season 16, Hayden said that was Nicole Franzel's first dude she dated in the Big Brother house of the three she's dated in the Big Brother house.
I forgot about him.
But yeah, he was cool. He won the battle back, I believe. But he said he was a pedicab driver and said that he was recruited because he was like on Venice Beach and one of the casting directors was like, hey, you're pretty interesting. Like he just had a conversation with the guy. He was like, hey, I actually do casting for Big Brother. Would you want to come in and do this? And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And that was how he got on there. And so, like, sometimes that's exactly how it is, or they're just like, yeah, you're hot. Come over here.
You're hot.
Kat Dunn was a recruit.
No.
No shit.
I'm just saying. She was. I think a lot of them are recruits nowadays.
Fezzi was a recruit. Fezzi was a recruit. And then he was supposed to be in season 20, I believe. Season 20 was Josh's season, and Josh ended up like Josh was who substituted for him. He was an alternate, and Josh got his place.
Funny that you said Fezzi was almost in season 20. Fezzi was a substitute. Literally, that was
literally
his job.
Literally,
yeah, he was a substitute teacher, I think,
and an ex football player for the Chattanooga Mocs.
That's cool.
Brittany threatens to evict or threatens to go after Monty if he doesn't use doesn't put up Turner as a replacement nom. He says, fuck you. She uses the veto. He puts up Taylor as a replacement nom. Taylor's not happy, but she has a wine glass and makes a drink related joke and sips out of that. And that is pretty much the episode.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Bessie is on the challenge.
Yeah, he's been on a few seasons of The Challenge, right?
But not this one.
Jinx.
Hi, you two have never been in sync.
Y'all should get married. You're so in sync.
Said it last time. Two became one. But that's a real good Spice Girl song.
Have I forgot anything pretty much from the episode? We do have some juicy spoilers we're going to get to. They're not necessarily game related, but Brittany does use the veto. This isn't a spoiler. That is the only 3 weeks this season has the veto not been used.
Whoa!
This is probably the most used a veto has been.
In
a long time, because I've been keeping stats. I have my stats where I keep my power rankings. Michael didn't use the veto week 2. Kyle didn't use it week 6, and week 9 Michael didn't use it.
Yeah, but I meant like compared to like other seasons, like when was the last time it had been used as frequently?
I don't know. I feel like the recent in recent memory, it's just like nobody touches it because they don't want to piss off the HOA. So they're just like, well, we're good. Or we've had those dominant alliances that just consistently keep winning, and
yeah,
they're like, I'm not gonna ruin our
rock the boat.
I'm not gonna ruin our shit. Why would I do that?
Respect the HOH's decision.
So stupid. I hate that gameplay. Why?
I don't know.
They don't have power next week.
No blood.
Yeah.
No, make them get blood. I want them to have blood.
Do it. Bathe in it.
But yeah, that's pretty much all we got from the episode. We'll get into
Flashdance
style. We'll get into some
spoilers now. If you don't want to know any spoilers that aren't necessarily really game related, they're more social related, then this is your time to tune out. At Pass Gravy Bro is where you can follow us on Twitter. Make sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're listening to us, if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook, subscribe to that YouTube channel. Hit that button. I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Allison is at Affable Allison. Emma is at Little EM Tweets. And Pat's at Not Pat Dion. Also, since Narissa was talking about it, if you'd like a Pass the Gravy Bro shirt, passthegravymerch.com. You can get a PTG Bro shirt. What?
I think I just realized that it really does have both. I've seen this shirt before now that I.
Yeah, we were like trying to just figure out how we were going to read it in the first season.
But
it looks like a rock show shirt. Paul complimented me on it in person when I met him. He was like, I like your shirt. And I was like, it's a Big Brother shirt. He's like, oh. Didn't realize it.
But yeah, if you want one, you better hurry because there's only one.
No.
I meant there was one style.
Yeah, there's just style. That one. We didn't make a ton.
Mute her.
I mean, initially, we had like 20 people.
I'm kidding.
We had like 20 people that listened to this in the beginning. And so it was like, we're probably not going to make 15 shirts.
For have one.
We did that. We could just make a logo one.
Share it.
Season's almost over.
We always talk about making them in the beginning of the season for like catchphrases.
Remember we had Travis last year, who was first out. It was like, be a big homie. Or whatever, and then it was like, well, he's gone, so we're not gonna.
Oh, yeah, Big Homie. I forgot about Big Homie.
I literally don't even remember that. What would you put on a shirt from this season?
Butter beans.
Facts.
No.
Facts. Just, we would rank. Well,
Boston, just say Boston.
Rank in the.
Mega Boston.
That, better than chicken wings in an air fryer.
Just a boot.
Just
an ankle boot.
Can it be the picture is photoshopped of Jasmine?
An ankle boot with Jasmine's hair on it.
Just 10 second man.
PTG bro, longer than 10 seconds.
That one's better.
Yeah, average is longer than 10 seconds.
I like
Megabussin. Megabussin would be good, and it's just like a megabus.
Turner would sue us.
He doesn't own that.
He doesn't have, first of all,
until he gets out and trademarks it, we're good.
You don't think Megan has it?
Absolutely is trademarked by the company Megabus.
But Megabussin, is that?
No, Megabussin on its own, I assume it's not. And actually, Megabus might not be trademarked in and of itself, but it is a company.
Megabus is what Pat
is. I see no trademark on Megabussin.
What up, Megabus?
I will not.
That's in.
Just depend. You go either
that's
way.
That's in Pat's recent search history.
It has nothing to do with Big Brother, except Kyle.
I just googled Megabus and trademark, and I found.
What if
nothing.
It was just? What if it was just Big Brother, like our PTG Bro logo in an eyeball with a straw out of it? It's just the most inside joke we could find.
All right, let's get to the spoilers.
Let's so get to spoilers. Fucking niche.
Spoiler alert!
I thought you were just.
If you don't want
the CBS eye.
No, not those.
Yes, the CBS eye.
Get them at PassTheGameMerch.com.
A Capri Sun straw in the CBS eye.
Yes. Nope. So if you don't want any spoilers, it's your time to tune out. 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Hit that subscribe button. On wherever you listen to podcasts and on our YouTube channel. And this is your time to tune out if you don't want any spoilers.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
All right.
So
always expect us to be different when we come back from that. Like, but we're just sitting here. We're just hanging out for 5 seconds,
but is that... So, oh yeah, Todd Voss is saying it in the chat, but Monty and Taylor were making out. This was very hot in the streets yesterday. And yeah.
Apparently that Joseph connection wasn't so strong after all.
Jailer fans were mad.
Look, they're not exclusive, and he never made a move. So that's not to say that they won't rekindle things and on the outside.
I'm sorry to be that brokenhearted over somebody leaving and then 13 days later just be like, never mind.
He has on the feed, he's kept bringing him up to her, like, in a weird way of like, what do you think he's like? Like, hold on social media.
Allison, no one is listening. Disgusting comment.
Thomas on the chat. That's the shirt. The PTG bro logo dripping out of a dumpster. Or just the PTG logo, PTG bro logo on the dumpster.
Oh,
that's the shirt. That's the shirt.
With just, anybody but wear you that?
Need to
wear
no.
A dumpster with a C.
I mean, I would wear it.
It's just you got a C on the side of it.
Just a C and some curly hair.
Make the C, like the letter itself is kind of dripping.
And like the Book of Mormon is in it.
Wavy beach hair.
Oh, she does. Okay. Oh my god.
And then we have Vin Diesel's car from Fast and Furious in the dumpster because it's a 10-second car.
Oh, I was.
That's a lot going on.
It's a super inside joke.
No, you got to just put the butterfly floaty in the dumpster. That would make way more.
Yeah, I like the butterfly floaty.
That
a stretch.
That's okay. Alyssa was talking about something on the feeds. I just watched a clip of it. And she was saying something, and the camera operator just switched to one camera of the butterfly floaty. While
they know what they're doing in there. They know exactly what they're doing.
They're getting bored, too. Some of the feeds now are really boring. Like, I watched them play the ladder ball game.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God.
Well, they keep cutting away from the exciting feeds. The feeds were
sex feeds.
Yeah, the feeds were off of Taylor and Monty for, I think, over an hour. And then
maybe Austin was right in season 17. They do just like when you're finger banging, they cut the feeds in the HOH room.
I said at the beginning of this year, pull out a tit and they'll pull the feeds. They refuse to show it anymore.
I think that if you're not under the covers, if you're not hiding it at all, they're not going to show it.
That's true.
Absolutely not, Bean.
That's a hot tip.
Todd says, in your opinion, are feeds better with more house guests or less?
Right in the middle.
More.
I think more. Because Tons you always have something. Like you, the odds of something going on are high.
Not the whole
right now.
Know each other. Yeah. You're right.
I don't want the whole 16.
That's chaos.
I like having I like having feeds right away because there's a lot that happens with like they're getting to know each other and it gives you insight as to like why the hell are they nominating this person the first week? Because a lot of times it's like what the hell did that guy do? But it's too chaotic. I like it when there's like 10 people.
Yeah. And then they split them up this season when they were 10. And it was like, oh, okay, well, let's do the split house, which was a good idea. But then we could only watch one side of the house because there was a wall yeller. So it really kind of took away from the fun of the feed so you could go back and forth.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think that kind of, like, it was a good idea in theory, but it kind of backfired. I like it. Like, right now, they were playing cards for a while today, this afternoon, when I had it on before you got home from work. It was just, like, tight.
Sitting
at a table with cards.
They slept until 2. They let them sleep until 2 p.m. the other day.
All they do is like they're trying to avoid Brittany in the house right now, pretty much. That's when Brittany's not threatening to go after them. So then like Brittany's I don't know. They just stay up so late. And it's like, yeah, they want to stay up late so they don't have to hang out with you.
Well, she should be able to stay up late though too because she's an owl.
Yeah,
she had been staying up late with him. I don't know why all of a sudden she's not.
Just hypnotize yourself to stay up late.
Right?
You're not feeling sleepy.
So pretty much, yeah, Monty and Taylor hooking up now. Now they've slept together in the same bed for two nights. Turner recognized it the first night, and just like, because he did go and check her bed, and she wasn't there, and he was like,
Do we think, what base do you think they've gone to? Is this inappropriate to ask? Is this her?
I don't think
this
they
is a podcast about Big Brother. We're talking about Big Brother.
Yeah, I don't think they had sex, but I would not be surprised if things got handsy.
Yeah, I mean, they're adults. You got to at least assume second base.
You don't got to do shit.
Yeah, I would never assume that.
I don't know the bases.
I think second base is hands and third base is mouth.
Okay, yes. But what about?
These second base.
These are hands.
Okay, second base. Allison
said it right. Second base hands, third base mouths.
Hands.
But there's a step right in between hands. In there.
And it's called leading off.
Okay, there we go.
it's either second or third. Did we just make Alex blush?
Yeah.
No, you didn't make me blush. You just
finger stuff. Finger
yeah,
stuff.
Those are on your hands. That's second.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just, you know, contact.
Just catching. Yeah, honestly, no, okay. That's a lead off the first sometimes.
That's a lead off.
I don't know, Bean. I
just run down.
Finger stuff.
Finger stuff.
Big Brother stuff. After dark.
You said the proper term earlier.
Finger bang.
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, that's not a proper term.
No, it's very proper.
Bang, bang.
I believe the ancient Romans used to talk about finger banging.
I remember in seventh grade sex ed, they talked about that, and they called it digital sex.
What?
Yeah, because these are your digits. But also...
That changed, because now there's
very
sexting.
Different. Well,
also, in seventh grade, we were just getting access to the internet, so that could have also been different.
That's cyber. Although, you know what, though?
Some boomer taught you that.
Instinctually digital get down, because that was all about cyber sex and phone sex.
Digital get down.
Am I the only one that didn't take sex ed? My parents just didn't sign me up for it. They're like, hey.
I think you have to sign out of it. Like,
it makes a lot of sense, honestly.
No, you had
science class, weren't you?
You had to
opt out.
No, but the actual sex ed class, I think you had to opt into it, and I was just in like PE instead.
No, you were probably because it was probably like one day.
I was the youngest of four. I guarantee you my parents didn't opt me out of it. They were just like, we don't give a shit what you do.
Then maybe you don't remember.
Narissa.
Like 6 weeks of PE in seventh grade.
I don't know.
6 weeks.
Narissa wants to know if the rest of the house guests knew what happened or know what happened with Monty and Taylor.
I don't think they do. Alyssa almost walked in, but they separated before, I guess.
Classic Big Brother.
Ooh. Todd copied and pasted a bunch from Wikipedia, and I dislike that it says kissing of the breast. That's the part that gave me, ooh.
Kissing titties.
Wouldn't make me go, ooh. Kissing of the breast is such a, I hate that.
I like that strikeouts on there.
Madam, may I caress your breasts, please?
Might I kiss your breast?
Okay.
Someone's gonna ask
oh
me
my
that later
god. And B Bean says, is Texas a Bible Belt state?
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I just assumed the Bible Belt was more like the Midwest. But I guess you could
it's
throw Texas
literally the same as the Mason-Dixon line.
We're still taught abstinence here.
I don't know. I was thinking like Ohio, like the Midwest.
Ohio's that's the Bible Belt.
The Bible Belt.
The Midwest.
The Rust Belt, buddy.
The Midwest. That's what I always.
Yeah, it's the Rust Belt that you're thinking.
The Silicon Prairie, as they call it.
Anywhere you got a belt buckle, that's a Bible Belt. All right, that actually makes sense to me, and I like it. That's the new rule.
The Mason-Dixon line in the Bible.
Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas. If you got a rodeo, you're in the goddamn Bible Belt.
If people are wearing...
And you better watch your digital sex.
Does Ohio have a lot of rodeos?
Did I say Ohio? I meant to say Oklahoma.
Oh, I was
Not even close to the same state.
Oh.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Where the wind comes whipping on
me. If men are wearing light denim, it's the Bible Belt.
All right, I'm wearing light denim to work every day. My jeans are light denim. That's actually a great rule there,
Abby. I love that.
We
wear
the Bible Belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yes, now Texas has gotten more Bible Belty than it was in the past. Now we have, there's like a state mandated, you have to talk to kids about like abuse so that they know the signs of it or whatever. And usually it's a everybody's approved and you have to opt out. This year they had to opt in or out.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
And if they didn't opt in, then they were automatically opted.
What happened just talking about just the no-no squares?
No, that's literally, I listened to two adults talk to my students about private parts are what is covered by your swimsuit. And if an adult touches them, that's a confusing touch. And it's not okay unless they have. And it's not okay unless they have a legitimate reason.
But then you get those gymnast coaches
yeah,
who are like, it's for science.
I just remember a friend.
Oh, like Matt, Larry Nassar?
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. Yeah.
Stop. Don't touch me there. These are my no-no squares. Never knew that. I had one friend sing that to me one time, and it has stuck in my fucking brain since I was 16. It's a good song, though.
This is a weird combo, I feel like.
We always get here after the spoiler.
Wrap this up.
This,
like sex.
That's what she said.
We're talking about sex.
So back to Big Brother, I will say that Monty told Taylor that she gave him an out-of-body experience. Like, it was so good. He had an out-of-body experience.
That's third base.
That means or that it left his body.
Obviously, that's third base. He came.
He came.
But I just like that the two sexual, the only word in my head is intercourses, and that's not what I mean.
Instances
in this house have either been, sorry I lasted 10 seconds and I'm bad at sex, and oh my God, it was so good I had an out-of-body experience and the feeds were off for over an hour.
Just like if you think about it, like
clean up time.
If they could equal it out, it's the perfect medium. Somewhere in between.
Swingers.
Yes, Todd Voss, it was a Lonely Island situation. Okay, so I feel like we've covered that long enough. Did we ever get confirmation on did Terrence leave the veto?
I don't think he left the jury.
Okay.
Wait, Spoiler Girl wasn't telling the truth? Or Lacey,
she didn't
should
say
I say?
He left. She said that they argued.
Stacey,
she didn't say that
whatever
he left.
Her name is.
Somebody else. Oh, yeah. Spoiler Girl was that her identity was revealed. No, it was somebody else that was saying that. And she said that she didn't know. She didn't hear that he had left, but there was an argument.
Damn it.
Narissa says, am I the only one who feels that Taylor is using that as gameplay?
I hope she is, because that's amazing gameplay.
Look, that's if you can't politic, then you should politic. I can't claim that. Paula Dicking is a really well-known strategy if you watch The Challenge. They Paula Dick.
I don't.
Well, that's what it's from. I can't take the credit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. She should use it as gameplay.
Use what you got, ladies and men, whoever. If you can use it, use it.
Sex positive here.
No, men, chill out.
If he's trying to empty your wallet, let him fill a different one.
Hey!
Yeah, especially now with like Brittany is trying to come up with a plan to evict Taylor. Like, she really needs Monty on her side. So.
Really though, wouldn't it be smart if Turner keeps Alyssa? He doesn't really know the Taylor thing, but like Turner needs to be like, let's work with Brittany.
No, it's smarter for all of them to get rid of Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor needs to be gone this week. Is she going to be gone? No. It's going to be a list of tomorrow. But Turner needs to get his shit together and realize, like, my best opportunity is, like, if I'm sitting next to Alyssa, I win. If I'm sitting next to Brittany, I win. I got to take out Monty. And him and Monty just kind of duking it out at the end, like,
yeah,
you're set. Like, that's the best situation for him. Having Taylor, like, yeah, you and Taylor are tight. But, like, it's just fucking stupid to not go after her. And he has all the power. Brittany's already, like, Brittany wants to work with him. Brittany wants to get this done. Like, just, well, okay, we have Turner. We have an end game. And I think I can get the, like, Michael's not going to fucking vote for Brittany.
No, if Spoiler Girl can still be trusted, she says Michael is very pro Monty and Taylor in the jury.
Michael respects the game, and he didn't respect Brittany's game, which is why he threw her under the bus.
That's to make up for
it was his game
of talking about or bringing up the problematic behavior.
Yeah, I think that is what the argument was about. Bean asked if there were any punches thrown. No, because I think they would have kicked them out. But it was apparently Taylor versus Michael and Joseph, and had something to do with, I think, the fact that Terrence was okay with Kyle, who said the racist things, but not okay with Michael exploiting the person who said the racist things, which, like, both are shitty, but one just
Kyle tried to do other stuff.
Shitty behaviors.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle tried to, like, apologize and, like, work on it. Michael knew what he was doing when he did it. Like,
yeah. I mean, he's apologized since, I'm sure they've talked about it in other situations in the jury now. But yeah, I don't know. Apparently the jury has also, apparently, again, if Spoiler Girl is to be trusted, production is fucking pissed at Indy because she tried to say that Michael said, like, she was telling everybody that Michael said something. I hate the phrasing of this because it's not accurate, but racist against Brazilians, which
is anti-Brazilian.
Yeah, like xenophobic almost. It's not racist. Brazilians, that's not a race. But, like, prejudice, whatever, against Brazilians, and they, like, had to go through the footage to see if it was there, and it's not. And so she apparently, like, lied about it.
I just need a minute.
All right, JC.
Same thing. Same thing. No, it's not. He's Spanish.
Todd said Britt won't vote to evict Taylor. I think she is going to.
Well, if Brittany's, like, the best opportunity I have is next to Alyssa, like, you,
yeah.
I mean, in her dumb brain, she thinks she could beat Alyssa. I still think Alyssa has more votes, probably, than Brittany.
I think that Brittany making it to the final two is going to be the only instance where there would be a unanimous vote. I don't think it's going to be unanimous for anything else, unless it's against Brittany.
Yeah.
It really should just let it be Turner and Monty. I think that is the best case right here. I mean, they need to take out Taylor.
Best case scenario.
I don't know why, but
best
when
players
I think of
so
them,
far. Like,
Turner hadn't shit either.
Fred Flintstone and Barney Rebel come to mind.
And I
don't either.
What?
Could you see it though?
I want to watch the Flintstones.
Monty and Turner? No.
Okay.
I do. I definitely see it that way.
Who's who?
Yeah.
What do you mean who's who?
Monty.
Which one is the big guy?
Oh, okay.
Which one is the big guy and which one's the little guy?
Wait, hold on. You said
Fred Flintstone, big guy, Barney Rubble, little guy, Monty, Turner. Who is who?
That much smaller?
Yeah, yes! I didn't know.
Yes, he's significantly smaller.
Again, Google it. I don't know about this.
Google it. Wow. Your lack of knowledge of the Flintstones I find disturbing.
A little bit more of a mastermind, but people assume.
Now Barney was thicker. than what Turner is, but the analogy stands.
Yes.
Sorry, you guys didn't watch a lot of Hanna-Barbera in the morning on Saturdays, but I did.
Clearly not.
Me too.
I guess he is way bigger.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, well, we've already been over this 35 seconds ago. Thanks for joining the conversation.
No, he's like, he's like legitimately way
bigger. Yes, yes. Like, we
I, in my head, that is not how I see them. Also, I
could have also... Could have also said Yogi Bear and whatever, and Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. Hey, Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo.
They connect baskets.
Yeah. Hey, Turner, well, I got another HOH basket.
I feel like that's about it for tonight. I don't really know where we're going with all this, but
get us off the air, Jesus.
We're probably going to have, Ashley says, Barney was more of a jokester, which is probably more Turner.
I have to say,
so it also fits. It fits even more.
Kevin Hart. Oh, yeah, you know, just name big people and small people. Dr. Evil and Mini-Me.
When I think of Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, I do think of the live version of it.
John Goodman and that other guy? Yeah.
He's a
John Goodman and Billy Baldwin also stands. One was way bigger than the other.
Is it Billy? I thought it was Stephen Baldwin.
I forgot it was a Baldwin.
Oh. Billy Baldwin was the one that like legit.
I think it is
the two that didn't kill anybody.
Rick Moranis, you're right.
Billy Baldwin was the Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I love Rick.
There were
Moranis.
Two. There were two live action, and there should have only been one.
Diva Rock Vegas was terrible.
It was bad.
Well,
there's another one.
Wrap it up. We're doing terribly at this point.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Really went off the rails. Got away from us here, didn't it? We will be back tomorrow after the eviction episode when Alyssa will probably be out of there. And then we'll.
Rick Moranis
maybe,
was Barney.
Maybe we get a look at the HOH. I don't know. But yeah, we're going to.
The first of the Night's Tale was Barney, or was Fred.
Yeah. Rick Moranis was Barney. It wasn't even a Baldwin.
The second one was the Baldwin.
That's what it was. Okay. Just keep interrupting every 8 seconds as we try and wrap this up. No, that one was on me.
Lightly like guys.
It sounds like 2 hours of editing and shit to do after this also. But yeah, we'll be back after tomorrow's eviction. We're going to get to talk about kind of like the end game, seeing where we're thinking things are going. Hopefully we get a look at the HOH. I would love it if it's probably not going to be the endurance one because that's going to be the first part of the final HOH. So we're not going to get anything endurance related.
You think it's going to be Dave or that's going to be the Vito?
It's got to be Dave or that might be Vito, but that's got to be one of the next two comps.
How long has it been since they did a face merge?
Ooh.
That's usually one of the final two HOHs, isn't it? Or the final HOHs? Like,
no, because it's the first parts, one is always really physical.
Endurance.
The second, where they're like sitting on a ball or something.
A wall or, yeah.
Through, like being dipped in liquid and swinging around. Shit, Todd, I know what show you're talking about. I don't remember what it is. They used to watch it after school. Days is usually it's face morph is it's not a part of the final.
So maybe we get like a
guess we'll find out in the next 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Next week. Yeah. We have like Sundays a week from finale night. So really, we don't even have 2 weeks.
Thank God.
See a face swap.
The finale is the 25th.
Because usually it's what the blank, and
11 days.
And then I don't remember what the other one is. And then the scale one. But that's what the blank.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's part
huh?
two.
They didn't do scales.
The scale is the final part of the final three.
It's part
I feel like
two.
They've
of-
missed them.
Guess we'll find out next week on Big Brother.
The scale one is the third one. The two winners
of
the first
two parts.
That might be what the blank. So face morph could be the other one.
Did what the blank? Because they asked the jurors questions, and it was like, did she say it was this, or did she say it was this? Other because what the blank is different than that, right? Does it like have?
It might just be trivia based on like the outs and stuff like that. Because what the blank?
Is it? It's clips from earlier, so they are different.
But then sometimes, I think season 15, they did the thing where you had to kind of match up the order of evictions, like. But you had to run, you had to grab the pieces, you had to jump on the bungee thing. Like I could see that being another one.
Oh, yeah.
There's like three or four interchangeable ones.
They kind of cycled through them, but we haven't done a face morph in a little while. Although we did have the, was it the puzzle one? The one where they were taking the, they took the puzzles and they were stacking them. And it was like, you could have Nicole, like, I feel like they've kind of done some sort of face morph.
Yeah.
Almost this season, but not the traditional one.
There was somebody, maybe it was 17. I think it was Johnny Mack did like insanely well at the face morph.
Still standing.
Yes. Anytime.
Take it easy. Song, okay.
Was it I Want to Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day? I think of that show because the sisters, like, stupid boyfriend said he wrote a song and it was I wanna like party all night with Perry every day, and that's what I still sing in my head when the song comes on. But yes, it is still standing. You are correct.
Core memory.
Well, we may get a peek at the HOH. I don't assume that we'll get to see it played out or anything like that. We will be back tomorrow night after the eviction, and I promise we'll be back earlier. Like, it won't be as late of a start. It'll actually be later than the start tonight, but it won't be as late after the episode as it was tonight. So join us, I guess, about 9:20 tomorrow after the episode. What?
Still standing. Has the sun is from Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Oh! Love that guy.
On that note, at Pass the Grade Bro, give us a follow. I'm at Ashley Milton. Emma's at Little EM Tweets. Allison's at Affable Allison. And Pat is at Not Pat Dan. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow after the episode. And until then,
Big brother, it's big brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their mother. On Pass the Gravy Bro.